Here's what's new for Wednesday, February 12th. In the New Hampshire primaries, you've got Sanders first, followed by Buttigieg, then Klobuchar third, with Warren in fourth, and Joe Biden pulling it up at fifth place. Next up is the Nevada caucus on February 22nd. Well, folks, if you've ever wondered just how corrupt Donald Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr really are, this might just clear things up a little bit for you. Yesterday, four career prosecutors of the Justice Department resigned rather than reduce a sentence they had advocated for Roger Stone, a longtime friend of Donald Trump. By resigning rather than quietly going along with the reduced sentence Attorney General Bill Barr wanted, they just forced Bill Barr out in the open to basically defend why Roger Stone should get a dramatically reduced sentence. Roger Stone is being prosecuted out of the Mueller investigation, which in this move shows how eager Donald Trump is to not only help a friendly criminal, but also to try and erase the findings of the Mueller investigation at the same time. Roger Stone was convicted back in November of firstly obstructing an inquiry by the House Intelligence Committee into Russian interference in the 2016 election, and secondly of lying to investigators under oath, and thirdly, trying to block the testimony of a witness who would have exposed his lies. I mean, it sounds like a criminal, doesn't it? So to try to make his efforts a little bit more noble, Donald Trump tweeted today, or yesterday rather, cannot allow this miscarriage of justice? I mean, the man's a criminal. Then, in another lapse of judgment, Donald Trump attacked the judge on the Stone case, Amy Berman Jackson of the Federal District Court in Washington, by asking if she had ordered the solitary confinement for another Trump crony criminal, Paul Manafort. So it's been an interesting week here for the rule of law. If we just back up a couple of days, you've got Attorney General Bill Barr saying that there will be no investigations into Donald Trump or any other candidate without his permission. The real concern is Trump. Bill Barr could care less about any candidate. So you can't prosecute the president? Well, that's a first, isn't it? That's the first time I've heard that in the grand old Republic era. I don't think we've ever had that happen before. And then you've got today's bombshell, or actually yesterday's bombshell, on Tuesday, where Attorney General Bill Barr tried to quietly reduce Stone's sentence, then all his attorneys resigned in protest, leaving the Attorney General to do the dirty work and explain it all himself, maybe to the American public, maybe not. Maybe he won't say anything to the American public. Simultaneously, you've got Donald Trump going rogue on a federal judge in a disgusting way that's meant to intimidate. And at the heart of it, the whole thing here, you've got Roger Stone, that who was convicted, and what you're seeing is a corrupt government trying to make that conviction simply disappear. Well, folks, turning to something a little bit more upbeat, here's an interesting cancer treatment for pancreatic cancer. It's coming to us from Science Mag today. Researchers at Queen Mary University of London have identified a peptide, or protein fragment, as it's known, taken from foot-in-mouth disease virus. Yes, you heard me correct there. It's foot-in-mouth disease virus that targets another protein called AVB6. So the significance of all of this is that AVB6 is found at high levels on the surface of the majority of pancreatic cells, cancer cells, according to Science Mag. Now, the team is working with Spirogen and ADC Therapeutics, and they've used that peptide to carry a very potent drug called tesserine to the pancreatic cancer cells. And so far in trials with mice, the tumors were completely eradicated. So this is a really great possible advancement for pancreatic cancer, which is a difficult cancer for folks to get treatment for. So on this day, folks, back on February 12th in 1958, on this day back then, the first transatlantic passenger jet airliner service began with flights between London and New York on something called the Comet Jet Airliner. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.